Malaga is a city that repeatedly changed the work its buildings were asked to do. Over the next hour, you'll walk through material survival, demolition, adaptation, excavation, civic recovery, rather than a highlights tour. What ties the route together is how the city reused what it could and built over what it couldn't. You're looking at a working market, iron and glass hall, fruit and fish stalls, shoppers buying lunch, and at its center, a stone arch left over from somewhere else. That arch is a 14th century gate from the Nasrid shipyard that used to stand here. When the market was built in the late 1870s, the gate was moved 25 meters forward and placed at the center of the new facade. The shipyards, atarazanas in Arabic, the word that gives the market its name, were built under the Nasrid kingdom, probably during the reign of Muhammad Dissentins between 1354 and 1391. By the 19th century, the site had become a military barracks and then a ruin. In 1868, the revolutionary government ordered the demolition of what remained and the construction of a municipal market, partly to provide work for the city's poor. The architect was Joaquin de Rucoba. The project ran from 1876 to 1879. The structure is iron, much of it from Seville's old foundries, closed with stone and masonry. The design took its cues from Les Halles in Paris, the city's great iron and glass central market. What it kept from the shipyards was the gate, reused and repositioned, and the name. The next stretch shows change at street scale, where a new boulevard replaced a tangle of older lanes.